It's time to get your Football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Airey to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Village Carpet Shop says,
baby, when you need to know where the deals are hot and the price is low, and we'll tell you
at Village Carpet Shop.
Come and deal with us, you'll feel fine.
Do you need to find time to shop for flooring? Then call Village Carpet Shop. We'll bring our samples to your home so you can take the time to feel fine about it. You stand on it, we stand behind it at Village Carpet Shop on Highway 5 North in Mountain Home. Village Carpet Shop.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
You may see it as you've got a pretty good deal when you are shopping at the Salvation Army, but the Salvation Army family sees it as a warm meal for a hungry child, a bill paid for a struggling single mother, and many other types of needed assistance that so many people struggle to get in today's society. My name is Major Michelle Robbins, and I encourage you to shop at the Salvation Army Family Store. Make a difference that truly counts.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
And good Friday evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Coach Steve Airey Show. Matt Sharp filling in once again for Brad Haworth, who's still not feeling well. We wish him a speedy recovery. But we are here with the Mountain Home Head Football Coach, and as they get ready to take on Little Rock Christian tonight. Before we talk about that game, Steve, I know tough game last week, 52-14 loss, but just kind of give me your overall thoughts about last week's game against Pulaski Academy.
You know, we had a good opponent. And the concerns for us was you had to be good on fourth down because they don't punt the football. You had to be good on KOR because they're going to onside kick every time, and we had to be good in the two-point conversion game because they never kick the ball through the uprights. So, you know, we really failed ourselves in the KOR department. And when you don't get a chance to get your offense on the field, it adds up on you because they got the ball on the 50 and four downs to get 10 yards, you know. So turned into a long night for us. We failed in that area, and that was – they're a good football team. I'm not taking anything away from them, but we didn't help ourselves out in that area. That's where we really had to – we had to win that. That's just one of the situations we had to win.
Yeah. And if I did my math right on that, I think they – attempted 6 onside kicks in that first half and recovered 4 of them. And so I know you guys worked on that over the week. So it's, I know it's, as a coaching staff, it's got to be frustrating to know that his, you know, just didn't pan out that way.
And it wasn't 5 minutes a day. It was 10 to 15 minutes a day. We worked on it hard.
Yeah.
And they're really good at it. That's what they do, and they're really good at it. And they did it a lot better than we did, that's for sure.
Well, I know your defense, came up with an interception, big interception in the first quarter of the game. And, you know, I imagine you probably thought that, you know, that was maybe some momentum you could build off of, you know, until they came up with a pick of their own.
Yeah, we come out of the first half. Well, really the first quarter and a half, I didn't feel like we played too bad if we could have just got our offense on the field.
Right.
I know we had an interception. We might have had 2 interceptions in the first half. I'm not sure, but then we got them off the field twice as well, so. There's 4 opportunistic scores. We had 3 turnovers on the night. We had 3 picks on the night, you know. But we just – when you don't recover an onside kick, you don't get your offense on the field. And that's that was the name of the game right there, man. Golly. Mm-hmm. We knew going in we had to do it, and I'm still sick about it.
Well, you know, one thing I had noticed about PA was – the speed on both sides of the ball. Now, you know, they had quickness from their skill position players on offense, but it seemed like also on defense they got into that backfield in that first half pretty quickly. You know, a lot of their alignment, or I don't know if that was just blitzing quite a bit, or what did you see from that?
Yeah, they bring a lot of people. They bring a lot of pressure. And, you know, when people bring a lot of pressure, they make big plays. You're going to get some negative plays, but you're supposed to get some big plays too, you know, if you happen to catch them in the right blitz at the right time. And they don't have people at the second and third levels when they're bringing so many people. And, you know, got to make them pay. We didn't make them pay in the first half. I don't think we had a first down in the first half. Didn't have the ball much. And then when we did have it, we didn't do nothing with it. Defense played all first half. You don't get a chance to win when you're on defense. And Their pressure was really tough on us, though, to answer the question.
Well, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about last week's game against Pulaski Academy as we continue on the Coach Steve Arie Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
Goodbye, banking with limits. Hello, banking as it should be. The mobile apps from Arvest Bank give you the power to bank how you want, when you want. Pay bills, send and receive money, deposit checks, and lock your Arvest debit and credit cards. Need a mortgage? Get pre-qualified and track your loan's progress. You can even text your own personal banker and not have to wait on hold. With mobile apps from Arvest, say goodbye to limits and hello to possibilities. Arvest Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is now Baxter Health. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. At Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. The Baxter Health team has proudly supported Bomber Athletics since 1963 and are privileged to continue that tradition for the 2022-23 season. Go Bombers from Baxter Health.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
When is a home truly move-in ready? Hi, I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm John Chubb. You know, some buyers are in a big hurry.
They don't have time for repairs, painting, or cleaning.
That's why homes that are move-in ready stand out in the market.
call the Ozarks team. Find us at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Limac Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Hi, I'm Treasurer State Dennis Milligan. I want to talk to you about the Arkansas Brighter Future 529 Plan. It's a tool that helps grandparents like me save for their grandchildren's future education. With as little as $10 a month, you can help our next generation and get a state tax deduction.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at brightairfuturedirect529.com. Paid for by the Arkansas Section 529 Plan Review Committee.
And we welcome you back to the Coach Steve Arie Show here on Class Kids 101.7. You know, let's talk about the second half of last week's game. You know, did seem like things got going a lot better for you. You know, offense had better movement, and then on defense, you held them to just one score in that second half.
Yeah, we played the starters a couple series. I think we did get a turnover right there. That was big. They was getting ready to score, and Anthony Milburn had a big pick. They quit onside kicking, which was good.
Yeah, that's true.
They kicked a couple of deep balls, and that helped us out, especially to start the half. But anyway, you know, we did get a little better, got a little bit of rhythm. I think they made some substitution patterns and helped us. And like I said, when they did an onside kick because they were up, that helped us. So. You know, they kind of let the gas off a little bit, and we might have turned it up a little bit.
Yeah, I thought you did. At the end of our broadcast last week, we named Chris Hubbard our player of the game, due in part to that 55-yard run that he had, and that's you know that was crucial setting up that first score you guys had.
Yeah, Chris getting a little better every week. He was beat up all summer. We didn't get any reps out of him, and. Jacob had all the reps all summer, and Jacob had got the bulk of the duty early, and Chris is just consistently getting better. Jacob's been a little beat up right now, so Hub came in and did a good job.
I thought another guy really came in and did a good job was Brady Barnett. When you made that quarterback change, and I thought he had some key plays in the second half with both his arm and his legs.
Barney's definitely a dual-threat guy. He's good in both areas, you know, and he just had to get the ball in Nate's hands because – He's one of our better playmakers.
You know, you mentioned a moment ago about Anthony Milburn, getting the team's second pick, holding to PA to just one score in that second half. Did you see your defense gaining any confidence in that second half with that play?
You know, I think we felt kind of comfortable. I was kind of disappointed. I felt like they kind of lost their intensity after about a quarter and a half. I thought they played really, really hard in the first quarter and a half, and I was a little frustrated with them at halftime. But they come back and finish strong. Just played with way too many snaps.
We're going to take another break. We'll come back and preview tonight's matchup with Little Rock Christian as we continue on the Coach Steve Arie Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Mountain Home Education Foundation Executive Director Jennifer Crawford shares how the Promise Scholarship helps Bomber grads.
Any student who graduates from Mountain Home Public Schools, as long as they fill out their FAFSA application in the Universal Scholarship, they can go to ASU Mountain Home tuition-free for up to 4 semesters in a 3-year window after high school graduation. We are the final payer on that, so we let students' Pell Grants and things like that pick up first other local scholarships, then we fund the gap.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
A lot of cities claim to be unique, but are they really? Were they the off-season playground for legends like Babe Ruth and Al Capone? Do they sell beer made from thermal spring water that comes straight from the ground below? Do any of these places have a street that has a gangster museum on one side of the road and a national park on the other? Let me go ahead and answer that for you. They don't. Because none of them is Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's different here. Come see why.
And we welcome you back to the Coach Steve Airy Show. And Steve, getting ready to take on this Little Rock Christian team that, like you, their last game was against, was a hard loss to Pulaski Academy. But the difference was they've had a week off in between then. And it's hard to know how that affects a team. Sometimes it gives a team a little time to rest up, heal from some injuries. But then other times it seems like, you know, you in their performance, you could tell that they haven't been on the field in a while and they look a little rusty. But I guess that's something you guys just can't worry about, you know, with this game tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're getting ready to hit our bye week after this week, after this game. So one of the things I can tell about my guys is we're probably more beat up now than we have been all season. So rest is probably good. Everybody's tired. Fatigue's set in. Second half of the race, you know, so there's a little fatigue on everybody. They may come in all freshened up. I hope not. I hope they come in a little bit rusty, like you said.
Yeah. Well, you know, they have a quarterback in Walker White that's definitely being sought by several colleges. What makes him such a danger for a defense to face?
He's a dual-threat guy as well. He's biggest guy on the field, fastest guy on the field, and he throws a football. The bad thing is the ball goes in his hands every play, you know. Get a good pass rush, he'll pull it down. Busted play may be his best friend and his best play, just when he goes out and plays backyard football. But he can't throw the ball, he can run the ball. They get in tough situations. Like, he's about 6'4", 225, something like that. It's fourth and one. He's getting the ball, and stop me if you can type of deal. He brings everything to the table.
That's rare when you have a guy that's both the biggest and fastest guy on the field for your team.
Yeah, he can flat go.
Yeah. You know, in addition to White, you know, this is a Christian team with some talented receivers. I believe in their last game against PA, Cade Bowman, 5 catches for 101 yards, including a 53-yard score. And so that's something your secondary is definitely going to have to be mindful of.
Yeah, we know who their guys are, and they do have some athletic guys. And we're mindful. We just got to tackle. We just got to cover. We just have to tackle. So they do have a good skill set surrounding him.
We're going to take another break, come back, and preview this matchup a little more with Little Rock Christian. You're listening to the Coach Steve Airy Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's time for families to enjoy the school sports scene once again. Everyone from Knox Orthopedics at No. 3 Medical Plaza wishes our many area athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' 4 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back doing what you love sooner rather than later. Yes, they can fix that. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
I'm Rex Nelson. As a native Arkansan, I take pride in our state's natural beauty. And as someone who has been in all 75 counties, I've seen how prevalent litter is across our state. It's time for people to clean up our state for those who live here and to enhance Arkansas's image for those wanting to visit. Let's clean up Arkansas. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to do your part and get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
And back on the Steve Airey Show. Steve, getting ready to take on this Little Rock Christian team tonight. What can you tell me about the Warriors' defense?
Well, they have some really good-looking kids over there. They're big. They're fast. They kind of open up the box a little bit and kind of invite you to run and then try to take away the perimeter in the passing game. So you got to be pretty good in the box, and you need to be able to run the football. If you can't run the football in between the tackles, it's going to be a long night. So, they have four guys in the middle there that are really, really, really special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their linebackers are special. They've got some good guys in the secondary and some on the defensive line, and so it's going to be a challenge for the offense tonight.
It is. See, mostly a five-man box, and five-man box says, hey, it's time to run the football, and you have to be able to run the football. And they trust their people, and their people are good. So we have to be tough enough to run football.
You know, one thing I did notice about their game against PA, the stat that really jumped out at me, they had 10 penalties for 93 yards, and five were either personal fouls or some kind of face mask penalty. So I don't know if that's a regular occurrence for this Christian team, but if it is, you know, if you guys play smart and avoid those penalties, that's got to be a big advantage for you guys.
Yeah, those are called mistakes, definitely, and that'll kill a drive, that'll kill field position, and it did kill them that game. Kills your drives, kills your field position. Got to punt the football. Those things are called mistakes, and. I hope they have a bunch of them. and then you got to take advantage of them.
We're going to take one more break and come back and talk a little bit more about tonight's game as Mount Home gets ready to take on Little Rock Christian. You're listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Becky with River City Flooring. I hope everyone is enjoying the changing of the seasons in the beautiful Ozarks. You might know that River City Flooring does all types of flooring from LVP to tile, engineered hardwoods to real hardwood flooring, custom showers, and countertops. But did you know we also restore your old wood? We will strip off the old finish, prep, and do a custom stain with top quality finish coats. River City Flooring, where quality matters and our number one priority is you.
While pundits try to predict the future of the national economy, you may be worrying about your own economic condition. A vital part of your business and your personal financial strategy should be when and how to borrow money. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, you'll find the right person to guide you through the loan process and answer those questions you have on your mind right now. Put your mind at ease with Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
There's a better way and a brighter day up ahead.
The House of Realty isn't just a clever play on a name. It's the place to find quality realtors who help with buying and selling real estate. Are you downsizing? Need commercial property for that business you've always wanted? River property? The House of Realty, owner broker Dick House and his staff have represented the area for 50 years, so you can trust their knowledge. And they'll never let the ball drop when it comes to your deal. House of Realty, proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, 701 South College, 425-5555.
These last few months have been difficult for us all. Life isn't the same. But Eastern Arkansas and the Arkansas Delta Byways region is ready to welcome visitors. Our partner attractions are working hard to make sure visitors stay safe. Many attractions have modified schedules, so make sure to check websites or call before visiting. Check out our new and improved website at deltabyways.com. Welcome back. We are open for business. All we need is you.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
We're back on the Coach Steve Arias Show, and Steve, get ready to take on the Little Rock Christian tonight, this Little Rock Christian team tonight. Anything new on the injury front from your team?
We have a bunch of guys out right now. Most of them are Monday night guys, but yeah, we're pretty good shape as far as Friday night guys go. Yeah, we're in good shape.
What do you see as the keys for tonight's game?
Have to stop the pass, eliminate big plays. We're gonna have to keep the quarterback in check. He's the kind of guy, if he gets out on the edge or whatever, he just tucks the ball and goes. You can't catch him. So we got to keep that dude chained, just kind of caged up. And then we gotta generate points. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're gonna score some points. We have to score some points.
Yeah,
and we just can't get in that hole and. Can't play defense all night long, and we're going to have to move the chains and make something happen, play some complimentary football.
You know, you mentioned in an earlier segment, you know, running the football is going to be very key tonight.
Very key tonight.
Steve, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight.
You bet, and thank you, man.
That was Mountain Home Head Coach Steve Arias, and that's going to wrap up the Steve Arias Show. But don't go anywhere. We got plenty more to come. We'll be joining you live at the stadium for the Baxter Health pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Steve Arias Show. Join us each Friday night at 6 to get the latest information from the head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.